from communication to interacting with people. Children who are on the autism spectrum can face all kinds of challenges, as well as their brothers and sisters, the whole family. That's why Bartlett Hospital has developed a new therapy program to teach families and children with autism more coping skills. And here to tell us about how much this can make a difference, we have Jenna Wiersma. She is the Applied Behavior Analysis Director at Bartlett Regional Hospital. Welcome to our program, Jenna. And I think a lot of parents are going to be interested in what you have to say here today.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I'm happy to be here.
So maybe we should start off. You are the director of this program, Applied Behavior Analysis. What is that? It seems like a very technical term.
It's a great question. So Applied Behavior Analysis, or what we call ABA, is a behavioral therapy specifically designed for kids diagnosed on the autism spectrum. And it is a behavioral therapy that focuses on teaching social and communication skills and play skills and other skills that will help them with their interactions with their peers and others in their environment, as well as focusing on any reduction of maladaptive behaviors that may impede their ability to be a participant in the world around them.
So can you give us some examples of some things that kids with autism have adjusting to? I know that there's a wide spectrum, so it can differ, but so nothing is typically typical, so to speak, but maybe some examples that you could help us identify and gain some insight in how you can help someone adjust to that better.
Absolutely. And just like you said, once you know one kid with autism, you only know one kid with autism. So each one is so different and so individualized. But one example would be maybe we start working with a child who doesn't have any ability to play independently or with their peers, with kids their age. And so my staff and I might go in and I'll write a behavioral program that focuses on teaching play skills, both their independent play and teaching them how to be able to play with peers once they're ready, and really focusing on that. And for many kids, that's an important part of their socialization.
And I'm sure that even though they have a disability, they probably still feel left out of things or don't understand why people react to them the way that they do, because other kids do these things naturally and they apparently don't.
Absolutely. I see so many kids that I work with show interest in their friends and their peers and people around them, and they just can't quite figure out how to navigate some of the social pieces that you or I maybe know how to do naturally. And so those are skills that we want to focus on teaching in ABA, is those skills that they can use and things they can learn so that they can interact and be part of the world around them and be with their peers.
So give me an example of how you do this, because it's not just something that you just wing. It sounds like you've got to have the specific skills to teach this.
That's correct. So typically a process for that might be I as the board certified behavior analyst go in and do an assessment for a child and come up with goals alongside their parents and other providers, whether it's school teacher or their whoever's working with them in the school context. And I build a treatment program that focuses on each skill that they individually need to learn or can help them access greater social relationships. And then within that, I train my amazing ABA technicians, the people who are working one-on-one with each of the kids. I train them on those programs and they go into the kid's home or into school and implement those programs in those settings so that the child can learn those skills across all the environments that are important to them.
And how have you been able to see that it makes a difference? Are there some success stories that you'd like to share with us in a general way?
That's a great question. Yeah, I would love to share, and I have so many, but really our success speaks for itself, because part of ABA therapy is that we're continuously taking data to ensure that what we're doing is working. And so we can, at the end of every therapy session with a child, look at their data and say, yes, they were successful in this skill today, or this is something we have to work on tomorrow. But I have worked with many kids in this field for many years, and I have seen a lot of children, when we start, have even lower verbal communication levels. And by the time we're working with them consistently throughout much of their childhood, they become active participants with their peers. They can develop friendships. They maybe have reduction in some of the maladaptive behaviors that they did before that were harmful to themselves or other people. And they seem to enjoy the social relationships that they're part of, and that they can be a good friend and understand emotions and how to regulate their own with their own coping strategies.
So tell us a little bit about your background, because this to me seems like it's a relatively new field. I mean, it's probably been growing and building, but you don't normally hear of programs like this offered by a hospital.
Yeah, so it's pretty great that Bartlett is taking on opening this type of program, because typically ABA is done by private clinics or by private organizations. And it is fairly new to the Juneau community, but definitely not new in terms of a field of practice. But my background specifically is I've been working in the field of applied behavior analysis for about the past 10 or 11 years. And I have a master's degree in autism spectrum disorders and a second master's in applied behavior analysis. And I've been working as a board certified behavior analyst since 2015. So I've been working in the field here in Juneau for quite a while, and previously was working for a private entity and providing services that way. So ABA has been around in Juneau. It's just definitely a new program within the hospital context. And I'm thrilled that Bartlett's offering it, because we will have the capacity to help so many individuals across Juneau and Southeast Alaska. And this is just such a needed service. I'm really excited to get to be part of it.
So what kind of a staff do you have to support this?
I currently have a staff of 5 amazing ABA technicians. We just hired two additional. I had 3 already, and we've hired 2 additional. And those are the amazing staff that are going to provide that one-on-one direct therapy for the child in their home or in the school setting and collaborate with the school. And then there's myself as the director and the board certified behavior analyst overseeing all the programs. And then I have an amazing administrative assistant who takes care of all the business crossing of the T's and dotting of the I's, so to speak.
So you've got a team there, and have you anywhere reached your capacity to serve more children?
That's a great question. We have currently a waiting list of about 60 kids waiting to get therapy, and we have started providing therapy for the first 5. So we're up and running and getting things going and hoping to keep increasing our ability to take more kids off.
So if you want to get your child involved in the program, better get on the list then, is perhaps a good piece of advice.
I would definitely recommend that to families who are interested. The sooner you can get the kid on our list, the quicker we will be able to hopefully move through and get more people access to the therapy.
One thing I wonder about is it better for the child to start earlier, that maybe people wait too long to get their kids therapy, and is it easier for you to make changes when they're a little younger than as opposed being an adolescent or in middle school?
That is such a fantastic question, and you're really speaking to my heart, because my background is in early intervention. But yes, I definitely encourage parents of kids with a new diagnosis for their child even though that can be a really difficult thing to navigate and to manage and can seem really scary and overwhelming, getting them on lists or getting them access to the services that you think are going to benefit them is only going to help them in the long run. And we actually know that through research that early intervention is really important for kids in that young developmental stage. That's not to say it's ever too late to enroll your child if they're diagnosed in any type of therapy, but we know that the earlier they are given ABA, then they can make progress quicker and potentially even more growth.
So in parting here, I've always wondered what advice there could be for people at large in the community about how to interact with someone who appears to be autistic or shows symptoms of being on the spectrum. You know, a lot of times we just don't know how to act, how to behave. What advice can you give us to make things easier for that person?
That's a great question. I always recommend to people, parents included, that really I would approach it as believing the person can and treating them like you would treat anyone else until they show you that they need specific modifications or accommodations. So really letting that person take the lead within that interaction, but treating them like you would treat anybody else and kind of reading their body language or what they do or don't say to you as part of that interaction, letting them take the lead on how to interact in that social situation, I think is always what I recommend to people.
I wonder if people just, they recognize that the behavior is a little different and they don't know how to respond to it and don't recognize it as perhaps autism and, you know, just get angry at the person or write them off. Are there things that you could tell us that maybe we could kind of intuit things a little bit better when we encounter these things?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. A lot of times in society, we maybe notice someone's behavior is a little different, but can't quite put a label on that person. And I think And we don't necessarily need to put a label on that person either. I always look at an individual's behavior, and if I have an interaction with them and something happens, I want to, A, make sure that they have their needs met and have used whatever coping strategies they need to use so that we can ensure we can move on in a situation. And so I'm going to defer to them to see what needs to be done. If something needs to be facilitated by me in that interaction to help them get back to where we can have a therapeutic or a calm, productive interaction, then I will do those things, even if it means that I remove myself from that immediate environment so that they can have some space. I may take measures to do that.
Well, you are a wealth of knowledge, and we will just have to have you back, Jenna Wiersma, with Bartlett Regional Hospital. Good luck with your program, and please do come back.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a great day.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. And we are out of time on Juno Afternoon. Thank you very much for being here with us. Have a great weekend.